Meeting Evil Fish. Johnny and Playful thought of a plan to get across the river. The ant had read somewhere how to make a sailboat, and so he suggested he'd make a boat from a walnut shell. Johnny found out that he would fit into it. This pleased him. He found himself really starting to believe the ant, that he was in storybook land. Whilst thinking about this, he was interrupted by the ant who had just found a toothpick that someone had dropped on the ground. With it, they made a mast. From a shoelace, they made a line from which they hung the sail they had made from a maple leaf. They made oars from bark, pushed off from the bank, and began to float. The sun peeped shyly through the clouds, and it seemed that the wind became wiser too. The waves calmed down and began to gently rock the walnut. Johnny recalled how he liked to go on the swings in the playground, but rocking in the boat was even better. The little fish liked the new travellers too. Johnny made little balls of bread and threw them into the water. The little fishes gratefully swallowed the bread and in thanks leapt from the water as if they wanted to jump all the way to heaven. After a while, the wind stirred and blew big, dark clouds over the river, which now hid the sun. Before long, the first drops of rain began to fall into the boat. The ant was nervous and started to be afraid. "This is the end for all of us. We'll surely drown here." Johnny Walnut just comforted and encouraged him. "Don't be afraid. Just believe." The waves began to show their strength and throw them dangerously around the boat. Johnny held onto the boat with one hand and with the second hand held onto the rope so that the wind wouldn't blow their sail off. Meanwhile, the ant dumped buckets of water out of the boat with all his might. The rain became stronger, the thunder and lightning became louder and brighter as if it were showing off. Now even Johnny started to be afraid. He forgot all about the story when Jesus quietened the storm at sea and how Peter walked on water. At that moment, his faith was smaller than a nutshell. The more frightened he was, the more his strength was failing. He didn't know how to swim, and the water was already up to his knees. "I'll probably never see my mummy again," he thought to himself. Suddenly, a large wave grabbed them and threw them into the water. "I should have listened more carefully when Daddy was teaching me how to swim. I only wanted to play with the tube, and now I can't swim," it came to his mind in a moment. Then all he could see were bubbles that floated in front of him. He couldn't breathe anymore. Suddenly, Evil Fish appeared before him. It opened its great mouth and swallowed him. The stream of water brought Johnny through the whole fish and he landed in its belly. There was no water in there, but it was very dark. He turned on his flashlight and saw Playful the ant. How happy he was! At least he was not alone there. But the ant had tears in his eyes as he blamed him. "Now we're in trouble. Oh, why did I ever go with you? How will we get out now?" "Stop! Don't cry," said Johnny. He remembered how he liked to play with a stop sign at home. When he would cry, Daddy would show him the sign and it meant that he should stop crying. Johnny stood up, took Playful by the hand and assured him, "Don't be afraid. We will find the way out." In the fish, there were crossroads after every step. Johnny and the ant wandered along the long and crooked passages. Playful complained all the time and almost got lost in the fish, but they quickly found each other again. When they had been jogging in there for quite a while, their teeth were chattering from the cold, but Johnny still believed that they would get out somehow. In Evil Fish, Johnny remembered the story from Scripture about Jonah who was in the belly of a whale. "That whale will get us straight into the tail or somewhere." Playful shook his head in doubt. "You are like that disciple Thomas, who always doubted." Johnny told him, "Achoo!" sneezed Playful. It seemed really funny to Johnny. Don't laugh at me, said the ant, insulted. Wait, I've just had an idea. Do you know how we'll get out of here? We have to find Evil Fish's nose and tickle it so he'll sneeze. That's a great idea. We'll fly out and we'll be in the fresh air, cried the ant with joy. Seek and ye shall find, they said at once and began to search. After a long exploration, they started to think that they had found the right place. They tried to tickle the fish and it worked. He opened his big mouth, sneezed, and Johnny and the ant flew out crying. Fortunately, they landed right on the shore. Evil Fish just showed his teeth to them, but he couldn't hurt them anymore. They leapt with happiness and both began to sing in thanks. Who's the king of the jungle? Who's the lord of the sea? Who is the lord of the universe? Jungles and water, I tell you. J-E-S-U-S. The longer the ant sang, the more he realised that he also needed to invite the Lord Jesus into his heart. He asked Johnny how to do it, and they prayed together. The ant immediately felt as if something heavy fell from his heart. It seemed to him that he was lighter than a feather. Totally beside himself, he sang.